All right, with no further ado, let's go move on to our first interview of this Good News Show. We have the honor of speaking to Cheryl Mansour. Serves as Vice President of Development at the Catholic Foundation. And I got to thank, I feel like every show I thank Bill Kula for something. But this guy is Director of Marketing and Communications for the Catholic Foundation. And you should see what he sent over. He makes it so easy on me. All the information about this end-of-life program that's beginning on February 1st, next Monday. And they're going to have some great speakers, including Father Tom Clougherty, who's the pastor of Prince of Peace Catholic Community in Plano. Ellen Dorn is going to be a speaker. Father Peter Fonseca from the Archdiocese of St. Louis. I've spoken to him before. Chris Taylor at Dignity Memorial. And also Cheryl Eunice Mansour of the Catholic Foundation. So, Cheryl, how are you doing? Good afternoon. Good to speak with you.
Doing well, Dave. I hope you are.
Yeah, well, good to speak with you. And you have done this previously through the Catholic Foundation, and obviously it must have been a success because now you're doing another round of these same talks on this very important topic, aren't you?
We are, and we're looking forward to it. It's a great topic, and it's something that people don't think about very often unless they're faced with it, and we feel like it's an opportunity for us to share some information and experience that we've had through the years with individuals who are contemplating end-of-life issues.
Yeah, and I guess ultimately we all need to, because we're all going to have an end-of-life ourselves, and also, of course, loved ones, parents and grandparents that in the normal order will face that before we do. It's called, the seminar series is called The Conversation, A Catholic Perspective on End-of-Life Issues, and you, Cheryl, are going to be doing the last one. They're saving the last for the best for last. Charitable Legacy Planning with Cheryl Eunice Mansour of the Catholic Foundation. Before we get into maybe a little preview of your talk, what has been your experience as far as why people attend these or what they get out of it? What have they enjoyed about these speakers and this topic?
I think it's because it's something they don't hear every day and don't see every day. We have had a lot of experience in this area, and it's a privilege to be able to help people if the opportunity arises. And so that's why we are excited to be able to do this again. We have gone through the diocese, through the different churches and deaneries, to let people know that it's available. And I think that it's, like I said, it's something that people don't run into every day. And it's issues that they don't think about all the time. And so hopefully we'll be able to share some information that would be useful to individuals and families. And speaking from experience, I know that you don't deal with this all the time, so that if you're prepared for end-of-life issues or prepared with charitable planning, it makes the journey easier for children, for parents, and for people with families that would experience some help along the way.
Yes, Cheryl Mansour is my guest. She serves as Vice President of Development for the Catholic Foundation. Their website, real easy to remember, CatholicFoundation.com. We're talking about the end-of-life seminar series called The Conversation, A Catholic Perspective on End-of-Life Issues. There's going to be five of these free seminars beginning next Monday, February 1st, and then there's one on February 4th, 8th, and then two on the 11th, including Cheryl's, which is called Charitable Legacy Planning, with Cheryl Mansour of the Catholic Foundation. Cheryl, last week we had a live remote broadcast. I think it was Tuesday out at Charlie Creel's in Dallas. And Matt Kramer, your president there of the Catholic Foundation, was on with us. And he said that the Catholic Foundation has had a strong performance. I think he said 2019 was the best year ever. And then last year you guys were able to do well despite, all the setbacks with COVID. And connect the webinar that we're talking about here and how that can help connect people with, they have a passion for charitable giving and helping folks in the Dallas Diocese.
Right, Dave. Well, hopefully the webinar would raise awareness of the Catholic Foundation and would let people know that we are there to help them with their charitable giving. And people have been very charitable these past couple of years. They've really risen to the occasion to help meet the needs out there in the community. It's very encouraging and very heartwarming to see the reaction these last 2 years, that people have made wonderful contributions and have also recommended grants to some a lot of very worthy and helpful organizations. So through the webinar, we're hoping that people will learn a little bit more about the Catholic Foundation and what we do and how we can help them with their charitable planning and financial planning. We don't give legal advice or investment advice, but we're there to give charitable advice. We've had a lot of experience in the area. We've been around over 65 years, and so some people know about the foundation, but a lot of people don't. So hopefully through this webinar, it would raise the awareness and give people some insight into what we can do to help them.
All right, so charitable legacy planning with Cheryl Yunus is going to be the last one. Also, funeral service and cemetery planning with Chris Taylor at Dignity Memorial the same day, February 11th, feast day of Our Lady of Lourdes that day. Principles of Catholic bioethics with Father Peter Fonseca of the Archdiocese of St. Louis is February 8th. And then legal considerations, ensuring your wishes are followed with Ellen Eisenlohr Dorn, with the law office of Ellen Eisenlohr Dorn. And then the first one next Monday, pastoral care of the sick and dying with Father Tom Clougherty of Prince of Peace Catholic Community in Plano. In fact, he's going to be on with us next Monday at 12:30. And we'll speak more about that topic as well. Cheryl, could you, yours is still a couple weeks off. Could you give our listeners a little preview of some of the things that you're going to talk about considering charitable legacy planning?
Sure. Well, we will discuss how to go about planning their charitable legacy and or part of their and as part of their financial and estate plans. It's never too late to start your planning. And we've got different ways that and different charitable tools that people would might find interesting that would fit in with their situation. And giving to charity is sometimes can be a little bit difficult to do it wisely. And we've got different methods and different ways that people can do that to make it effective and to create an endowment that would support charities, their favorite charities, for years to come. We've got several different examples that people might find interesting that they may not think about on their own. If they hear a story of what someone else has done, that might spark an idea in their mind of something that they could do. So I know we don't have a lot of time to get into all of it, but hopefully during that period of time we can give some information that people might find useful in their own planning.
Yeah, and these webinars are live, and are they interactive? Can people ask questions during it, or is it more of a presentation type of event, or how will it look?
Well, the beginning of it is a presentation, and then we leave time for questions and answers. And we encourage people to ask questions, and we can answer them the best we can. Mm. It's a little of both.
Who's the typical person that, not only for your talk, your presentation, your webinar, but for all these, is this mostly for older people, younger people, middle-aged, anybody too old to get into charitable gift legacy planning, or too young? Or I'm guessing it's all anybody can certainly learn about it, but there's no age requirement or even financial requirement to start planning, right?
No, you're correct. You're correct. It's for everybody. And you're never too old, and you're really never too young. Legacy planning involves having a will, and everybody should have a will so that they can have a say in where their assets and their belongings go to their family or loved ones and to charity. So, like I said, you're not too young and you're not too old.
And, you know, the charitable planning and doing what you're talking about, it's an interesting connection with like funeral planning or end of life, because sometimes it's the kind of thing that I'll get to that next week, I'll get it to it next year. Mm-hmm. By golly, that's going to be my New Year's resolution next year, and you just keep putting it off and off and off. And so, what advice would you have for somebody listening, and they want to establish a charitable gift plan, but they just for whatever reason haven't set aside the time to do it? What would be the first step?
Well, the first step would be to talk to a professional advisor and get an idea of what your options are. And then for the charitable part, you can talk to someone at the Catholic Foundation to find out what the different charitable giving tools are there. And to remember, as long as you're still alive, you can always change it. You can always change your mind. You can always change the charity. You can always take a different approach. So it's not something that if you put something down on paper today that's going to be written in stone, because it's not. So just remember that getting it down on paper is good. You can always change your mind. But it's good to go ahead and get started. And probably the first step is talk to an advisor, talk to someone at the foundation on the charitable part, and find out what the options are, because there are a lot of different charitable giving tools that people can use that they may not be aware of. So that's what we hope that we can impart to people that we visit with. And we'd be happy to visit with anyone. There is never an obligation, just to explore the possibilities of what's out there.
Yeah, so you can contact Cheryl at CatholicFoundation.com is the website. And, of course, you can tune in and participate in the February 11th webinar that she's going to be hosting, Charitable Legacy Planning with Cheryl Eunice Mansour of the Catholic Foundation, and the other four as well. The first one will be next Monday. And I should say they begin at 7 o'clock in the evening. No, 8 o'clock. I'm sorry. From 7 to 8. Okay, I had it. The two bookends. Okay, begins at 7, goes to 8 o'clock, and the first one is next Monday evening. CatholicFoundation.com. And again, Father Tom Cloherty is going to be with us right about this time next week as well. Cheryl, I have one other follow-up comment, but anything mm-hmm. else that you would like to mention to our listeners about this that we haven't touched on yet?
Well, I think we've covered a lot of it, but I wanted to say that I think you would find it very interesting, and topics probably that you don't think about all the time. I think people would learn a lot and learn a lot of things that they were not aware of before. It's always good to keep a finger on the pulse of what's going on, and especially when it comes to your family and your legacy. And it's always wonderful to be able to give yourself a peace of mind if you go ahead and create a legacy of sorts, charitable or otherwise. So it's there are different things that people need to think about, and they usually don't think about it on a daily basis, that's for sure. So hopefully the webinar might spur some interest into things that you should probably think about and act on. So we're hoping that this might be an avenue for people to do that.
All right. Very good. Well, I do invite everybody to visit the website, CatholicFoundation.com. The first of these webinars will be next Monday, 7 o'clock, with Father Tom Cloherty of Prince of Peace Catholic Community in Plano, talking about pastoral care of the sick and dying. And you can see the rundown of the other ones as well that we mentioned, including the last one, Charitable Legacy Planning with Cheryl Eunice Mansour of the Catholic Foundation on February 11th. And Cheryl, I want to thank you for being a guest. Also, thanks to Bill Kula. And, you know, we've always had such a wonderful, wonderful relationship with the Catholic Foundation. And you all recently provided us with a Roger Staubach autographed football that we were originally going to use for a silent auction, and we ended up using it last week at four of our live remote broadcasts, and there was tremendous interest, and we were able to raise a lot of money for Catholic Radio with this football. So I want to thank you all for that, and we drew the winner, and I haven't heard back from him yet. I actually know him. Chris Warner was the winner, right, Sissel? And so we got to get that football into and I don't know what role you had with the Staubach football, Cheryl, but you guys were great, and I appreciate everything y'all do at the Catholic Foundation. So thank you.
Well, we appreciate you too, Dave. Thank you for always being so supportive of our work and what we do, and we are happy to help. And if you get a chance, thank Roger and Mary for the football. I was just the go-between.
Yeah,
so,
I think he's a regular listener of this program, so, you know, I think he knows.
Good.
Sure. I had an opportunity to interview Mary Ann one time, but I met Roger on one occasion, but I have not interviewed him. I'd love to interview a long interview about the Hail Mary pass sometime, but that's a whole other interview. So, all right, Cheryl, thanks so much. Great talking with you as always.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it very much.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye. Thanks so much. Cheryl Mansour from the Catholic Foundation there. Again, catholicfoundation.com is the website.